Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Ted Johnson, how we doing?
I'm doing so good, guys. How are you?
You ever notice you got a little Mike Reese to you? And what I mean by that is Mike Reese likes to tweet out the photo of his desk at a game in the press box with, like, his snack, his drink, his
scene setter.
And when you come in, the first thing you do is, I'm not going to give away all your brands, but you got a couple different drinks, a protein drink, an energy drink, a bar, a water.
It's all readily available to me. Just got to grab it. You know, I've always, caloric intake in a show is always, I got to have food. If I'm hungry at all, I get a little space heady, and then I say something I'll really regret. So I got to make sure there's always, the sugar levels don't drop so that you say something you're going to regret.
Is that the only concern, or do you go down the hangry road? Should I note that? I keep a bar just in case you're ready to hit me?
Yes, you should always carry a bar.
If just jam a protein bar in your face.
Have a Snickers available, like in a holster.
That is good to know.
Those Snickers commercials, those are me in the Snickers commercials.
Good to know. Yep. It's not fight or flight. It's feed the animal, he won't eat you.
That's very good simple. Very good.
All right, it's 3 o'clock. Ted's here. It's time for the three-point stance.
319!
Ready!
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Dot tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Dan Ball, any truth to the rumor you were going to use Derek White and Peyton Pritchard for the new intro, but they don't hit threes anymore, so you had no material?
Listen, don't kick us off the side of the street where Jalen Brown lives. We came over there recently. Don't be a bad neighbor.
Turns out the edit wasn't as fun with White takes a three, and that one's short. There were plenty to choose from, but
my boy D. White alone. He picks up with defense and rebounding.
Mm-hmm. So does Pritchard. He had 10 assists last night. Just saying the 3-point game for those two guys in particular is a little lacking.
It's gonna flare up here. It's gonna be all right.
Only 77 games to go in the regular season, Andy.
That's right. But the sky is falling, as we were told by John Schneider. It's time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. Yes, that was a tease, and it's brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're just not you when you're hungry, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You got 60 seconds for your opening stance, and are you ready for that?
Absolutely.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
I owe some man and some team an apology, but let's get the audio first. That is the root of my apology.
It feels like the sky is falling right now, and it's not.
That is manager John Schneider of the Toronto Blue Jays. I thought he was a broken man with a broken team when he made that comment. I thought the sky was falling. If you recall, I even argued that if and when the Red Sox made the playoffs, I wanted them to go back to Toronto. I wanted them to play the Blue Jays. That didn't happen, and it seems like a good thing because the Blue Jays now have a 3-2 lead in the World Series. They're on the verge of winning the World Series against that big, bad monster that is the Dodgers. And they're not exactly the little engine that could. They have star power. Vlad is a superstar. He had another home run last night. He is elite. He proves star power wins. But they also got a guy like Trey Yesavage, a young pitcher.
Ooh.
Think of him as Connelly Early going out there and striking out 12 Dodgers, a record. The Blue Jays are on the verge of doing what I didn't think they could do because I didn't think they'd get out of the first round. They're going to win the World Series. So, John Schneider, you played the right tone with your team. Mm-hmm. They responded. Yeah. I bow down to you. Nice job, Mr. Manager, and good luck, Blue Jays.
Doesn't the Schneider look like more – he looks like he played offensive line in the NFL.
Yes, he seems like a football guy.
He looks like an O-line coach, Ted.
That's what he does. I look at him like, you're a baseball manager? It doesn't fit. And can we call him Trey Yesavage?
No, I like Yesavage.
Yesavage? Okay. Yesavage.
I don't want it to be French. I want it to be badass.
Okay, all right.
You strike out 12 guys in the World Series as a young pitcher, Yesavage.
So we can't call Josh Manott Josh Minot?
Mino. Be funny, though, if he becomes a starter in
mid-season.
Then
that's like a tiny fish.
Actually, it's pronounced Mino. Right.
Hey, Dan Ball, real quick, do we know who the probable pitchers are for Game 6?
Oh, let me double check that. Give me 30 seconds and I'll let you know.
Are we all now rooting for the Blue Jays?
I am. I'm all Fitzy? In on the Blue Jays, baby.
I can't believe it, but I can't. Is it okay to be a flip-flop and say probably?
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Blue Jays.
But why would you root for the Dodgers, though, Fitz?
I love the show, because I love the fact that they just spent wildly, that they said, you know, buck the system. We'll do what we need to do. They have stars. I love stars at their absolute best. It's hard to root against Shohei Ohtani, and I love Freddie Freeman. Yeah.
How about Shohei? Kind of what, 0-for-7, just a walk, not too. How about Mookie Betts? 3-for-19.
Yeah, not great.
He actually was kind of. He had stretches before where he was not clutch in the postseason in his Boston days, and I have to say the most impressive moment, perhaps I think I've seen in this World Series. Aside from, obviously, Shohei's performance in Game 3, was Yesavage last night dropping on a 2-2 count with Shohei just sitting ready for a fastball. He dropped him almost to his ass with that changeup. My God, it was so ballsy and so beautifully thrown.
Do you know, part of my fandom is going to Toronto because of kind of the fans. Can we give Canadian fans, I mean, not Montreal Canadian fans love, but
we can embrace Toronto.
But just the, you know, I mean, when the, remember the Toronto Raptors, I mean, just how fans showed out for those games, how they're showing out for the Toronto Blue Jays games. Yep. And who was the fan for the Oilers that flashed everybody? I love fans like that, you know. It's just
like that one in particular.
Yeah, that one. That one fan for the Edmonton Oilers I really like. It just there's something. They love their teams.
They're passionate. If you look back to the 90s and those teams when the Sky Dome, they were like setting attendance records and it first opened, they were a great team. They're winning the World Series.
Yeah.
And like those fifth decks are filled and like it's they got some passion up there. It's why was it Brian Roberts, Dan Ball? You may not remember the story. Got in trouble. The Orioles color commentator made like a comment about, he basically mocked Blue Jays fans, and his own owner, I think, like suspended him from the broadcast for a day and made him issue an apology. No, they're actually really good fans up there.
You know what I like? I just realized, so the Montreal, don't they have, the Canadians, the hockey team, don't they have an edict where if you are a broadcaster, or, you know, you're the head coach, you have to speak French?
Yes.
They don't have that edict for the baseball manager, obviously.
I do not believe that John Schneider speaks a language other than English. Now, I could be assuming wrongly. Maybe he's very fluid in like five languages.
Yeah, you never remember.
But just judging a book by its cover, and like you said, he kind of looks like Ted, no offense, but if I saw you, I would not assume you're fluent in eight languages, right?
Yeah.
And that's how I look at John Schneider. So, pitching matchups, Dan Ball?
Pitching matchup. It's a hell of a pitching matchup, by the way. It's Yoshinobu Yamamoto against Kevin Gausman for Game 6. So that is about as good as it gets. And, gentlemen, welcome to the Blue Jays side of the street. I was telling you, you gotta give credit for Blue Jays and Toronto baseball fans. You think of hockey, which is fair.
You did say that.
Lacrosse is the national sport. sport.
Yep.
But they love their. There's also a hole in 2028 where they're trying to pick a place for the All-Star game. I'm voting for Toronto for them to hold it that year.
I like it.
Because of how they're showing out.
I know he's been quiet during this discussion, but I know Stiz is not rooting for the Blue Jays. He is still firmly entrenched a Dodger fan for one reason.
America. America, home team or no team.
It just represents...
they don't have all Canadians America. And Frenchmen on the freaking Blue Jays.
Did you hate MacGyver, too, and like anything that comes from Canada?
Who the
Anderson?
Hell is MacGyver?
Has anybody ever been to a game at Shea's Ravine?
No.
I heard. Doesn't it just look like a cool place to watch a game?
Yes. Oh, yes, it does. Yeah.
Man.
With their late arriving crowd they always have.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Traffic was bad. It's the third inning.
Who was I talking to? It's just people that have gone there have said it's one of the best baseball experiences you have.
Well, screw them. We're rooting for the Blue Jays.
Okay. No, we are. I am, for sure.
But I will say if the Dodgers win game six on... You know, the back of Yamamoto again, who was just lights out in game two. I'm kind of rooting for that because game seven is literally the best.
And are you going to flip back to the Dodgers if that happens?
Nope. I'm just going to root for a good game.
Because I actually am kind of in the same boat as you. I was kind of rooting for the Dodgers start because I like star power and I like teams that are fully invested and go all in and all of that.
Yep. Not kind of. You chose the Dodgers.
Yeah, I know.
The Dodgers.
That ended.
The receipts department checking in. How about
I was also rooting for America. I was on that side of the fence.
Oh, there you go. If you're rooting against the Dodgers, you're rooting against America. Is that?
I feel like I'm a bad American if I root for the Blue Jays.
Go USA, boys.
That's okay, Andy. Your side of the street believes that they're the 51st state anyway, so it's all good there. All right, Fitzy, are you ready, my friends?
Yeah, let's keep the World Series conversation rolling, my guy.
Love that. Here's 60 seconds for that. Go ahead.
Okay, so, you know, I, like many, took the cheese, took the bait, and was rooting for the Empire. I was rooting for the big money. I was rooting for the show that is Shohei and Freddie Freeman and Snell and the Dodgers. Because you know what? Throwing a lot of money at the problem has seemed to work for a lot of teams. And in this particular case, it was, until it wasn't, because the heart, the soul, the grit, the resolve, and creativity of the Blue Jays has not only gotten them back in the series, but they are one win away from their first World Series of American baseball that's also played in Canada title in 32 years, excuse me. And that would be awesome. But on the local level, I especially think that it would be great for baseball fans to watch and also root on the Blue Jays, because if the Blue Jays could finish just a couple of games ahead of the Red Sox, with the lineup they have, with the bullpen that they've assembled, with the starters that they have, with the trades and the deals that they've made, building this team that is not too dissimilar from your Boston Red Sox, then Sox fans should take heart that maybe next year, with good health, with a quality offseason, the acquisition of a big right-handed bat, hopefully that could play first base. Hello, Pete Alonso, where you at, guy? Yeah. Solidification of the bullpen and one more starter. You know what? Maybe it won't be Toronto. Maybe it'll be you playing baseball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, deeper into October.
I don't know how you don't watch this World Series and go, you know what? They're two kind of, I think they're two big signings away. I don't know.
Yeah. If Joe Ryan and Pete Alonso, and I'll see you next Halloween, Ted.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that would be tremendous. I mean,
we can do it.
But okay, let's just look at it. So the two teams, we're acting as if the Blue Jays, are some,
generational super team.
Well, no, just that the Dodgers are the second highest spending team, but the Blue Jays are only the fifth. They're right behind them. So it's it's two big dogs, two top five payroll teams going against each other, and the Red Sox are 12th. Let's go, Red Sox. Let's get up into the top five. And that's two big contracts.
Pretty sure if they get Joe Ryan and Pete Alonso, they'll probably bump their way up into there.
I wouldn't care. Sorry, I'd be like, Breggy, sorry, bro. I don't care. My man.
Wow. What?
Yeah, if you sign those two guys.
You're not worried about Bregman if they sign those two?
Not if they sign those two guys.
I kind of wanted him and those two.
Well, I would love that.
Okay.
That would be my great Christmas present, but I don't think it's going to happen.
So, Fitzy, the one thing as you were talking, because I think there are a lot of, you can have hope looking at the Blue Jays if you're a Red Sox fan. The one thing I think you're missing, and we talked about it all year long, and we knew you were missing it as soon as you traded it to the Giants, is that kind of the Vlad Guerrero, that big bopper, and that would obviously be Pete Alonso if you slot him in at first base, if you get that, or Kyle Schwarber if you want to go down that road. Mm-hmm. But that's the one thing is I continue to, because Bregman's good, and I just don't put him in that category. And Roman Anthony is great. I don't necessarily think he's going to develop into that bopper, two-run home run, and we win 2-1 because of you kind of guy.
Careful, actually, Andy, also opining for Roman Anthony to hit more home runs because you may get more hate tweets than your feed can handle.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But that is the one thing. If you give me a bopper, I'm almost getting to the I want Joe Ryan, but if you give me a bopper and then it's going to be the same pitching staff with some of the young guys in elevated roles, I might even talk myself into that because I don't think the Blue Jays have great pitching. But I think that guy, that belief.
You can't say that after last night.
Well, not after last night.
But that's Connelly Early, and I want him to be in that role, the young great pitcher.
That would be incredible.
Not the three, because Yamamoto, for example, the Dodgers, he makes $300 million. He's a $300 million pitcher. So, he's supposed to go out there and get them to game seven. If you make $300 million, isn't that why you sign a guy to $300 million? Get me to game seven.
Yes.
Of course it is. And also, you got to figure Ohtani for 10, Yamamoto for 12. They're figuring this is going to be their ace and their big masher for the next decade to come. Shohei's delivered. Yamamoto has delivered. I wouldn't bet against him tomorrow night either. That guy's stuff is positively electric. And that is, as Dan Ball said, that is going to be a crowd tomorrow night. That's going to be a Friday night. Ooh, baby.
We're
all going to be part. Ted, we're all going to be in a candy exchange tomorrow night, swapping Snickers for Twix and paydays for Nestle Crunch.
No doubt.
Watching the World Series.
No doubt. Just real quick, I was looking at the free agents coming up, and we all talk about Pete Alonso. What do you love about Pete, the idea of Pete Alonso, is that he takes care of your first base problems.
Yes.
And do you know what his WAR is?
I do not.
Anybody want to guess what his WAR is?
Dan Ball will. He's the
seven
quant.
Okay, it's not seven. It's 5.6, which is
Pretty
I've never seen
good.
Anybody over three.
Pretty damn good.
And he's
that's
got
good.
5.6.
So. I'll take him. Also, if we're going to start, and we'll put a pin in this, Dan Ball, but I started to do a little free agency research. Apparently, there's some imports that I need to learn. Japanese power hitters that are big name free agents, and I don't want to get all caught up in the idea that they are the next Shohei Ohtani, but is it possible that we can add those to the list of Schwarber and Alonso for lusting after?
Maybe. I've seen some questionable stats on how they handle fastballs over 93 miles an hour. Which doesn't really work in the current day MLB.
What's the name of that?
Dan,
what's the name of that third baseman?
Right.
Yeah, that's Mason Miller's changeup. Exactly. Yeah. Dan, what's the name of the third baseman that the Sox are rumored to be in on this offseason?
Oh, that's a wonderful question and not something I have offhand, but I know.
My apologies. Didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, but I know the player that you're
discussing.
You know who
I'm talking about.
Yep,
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. He's good. He plays a lot of baseball.
He's so good, that
absolutely.
Guy.
Absolutely. And, it works so well with Masataka Yoshida. Let's run it back and try it one more time.
Yeah. Before Ted goes, you brought up Chavez Ravine.
It is my turn. Huh?
Did you see your boss man chimed in?
No, I did not.
Ken Laird. Dodger Stadium, horribly overrated. Old, but not in a charming Fenway way. Hard to get in, massive soulless parking lot, boring AAA field. Go Jays. So, yeah, Boss Man Lair does not agree with you about Dodgers.
He also
Stadium.
Probably...
Hold on, Fitzy. Let me tell you about Boss Man... Let me tell you about Boss Man Lair. Just look at a history of some of his takes and see if we really value his opinion. Go ahead.
The agony of the Joe Milton trade. What a disastrous, awful trade. It's one of the worst in Boston sports history. Would you rather have Cam Ward or Joe Milton?
Cam Ward.
I'd rather have Milton. I've seen him in the NFL.
Man, you're going to really like alienate yourself.
I don't think Cam Ward's good. I've watched Cam Ward, and I am not impressed.
Yeah, so that's Ken Laird right there.
You
so
nailed
his,
that.
His opinions, these days I'm not so sure about. So, all right, Boss Man.
And also his in-laws are Canadian, I believe, so.
Oh yeah, okay.
There's some bias.
Oh.
Woo, teed that one up perfect. All right, is it my turn?
Yes, it is.
It is your turn indeed, Ted Johnson. And yes. Are you ready for your turn?
I'm ready to go, bud. Let's do this.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
So listen to Sir Charles Barkley. This is what he had to say about your Boston Celtics the other night.
You got three guys who are available out of probably your top seven, eight players. You only got three of them available, and you think you're going to have success? That's impossible. There's no way this team is going to be any good.
Oh, that's Charles Barkley. All right. He's basically acknowledging that four guys were shipped out, if you want to put in their cornet, that were of significance from this team last year. But he's basically saying you just got Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and Peyton Pritchard. But I don't know, man. Just last night's game, I was listening to you guys on the way in, got me a little bit kind of excited. I'm not going to lie. Josh Minot, I mean, the energy that he's brought to this team, he was unbelievable last night. JB having 30 points. This was the second game that Minot started. I almost think you guys were kind of looking at, like, what has he learned? I almost think, maybe they learned that Minot needs to be in the starting rotation. He had 11 points to go with his 14 rebounds. Charles, I would just hold serve on that opinion, because, this team looks like it might have a little something. Looks like the buy-in is at a high level, and all these guys that are getting opportunities they never had before are going to take advantage of their new opportunities. So I wouldn't be so fast to just after five games, Chuck, to dump on this team quite as hard as he did.
Woo. There's no way this team is going to be any good.
Come on, Charles. And you know what? I wanted to look at the guys that exited last year and just how are they doing through five games? So,
oh, you ran some stats?
You guys want a little?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how's Kristaps doing?
I don't know.
He's averaging 25 minutes a game, 20 points per. He's shooting 45% from 3-point, but the Hawks are only 2-3. All right, so my man will get some weird little illness probably. But Jrue Holiday in Portland, 32 minutes a night, averaging 19.6, pretty good.
Jeez.
Shooting 38% from the from 3-point, and the Trailblazers are 3-2, and then. My man Al Horford out there in San Francisco, he's averaging 23 minutes, but only 6.7 points and four rebounds. So
6-7.
And then my man Luke Kornet, love him. He's leading the charge there in San Antonio, one of the only few undefeated teams, 4-0. But 25 minutes, 8 points, 3.5 rebounds for Luke Kornet. So, those guys are doing good for now.
Did you say he's leading the charge in San
Antonio? Well, I did. I
like how you slipped that in there. Well done.
Wembanyama. My guess is he is kind of the leader behind the scenes.
Yeah.
With his antics and jokes and dancing.
But you also totaled like 50-something points traded away.
Yeah,
Two guys in the 20 and then a couple other contributors. So we'll see, Charles, but I'm glad that you optimistic after last night's big win. See the optimism about the Jaylen Brown-led Celtics here on WEEI Afternoons. Coming up next, Tom E. Curran. It's Thursday. It's 3:30. We'll talk to the NBC Sports Boston Patriots expert about what the Patriots are going to do at the trade deadline and just how good they are as they head into the battle with the Falcons. That's up next on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.